Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. The United Nations has released satellite photos taken over Syria, which it says show that the Temple of Bel in the ancient city of Palmyra has been destroyed by the Islamic State militants who control the site. David Bamford reports.
At the weekend, Syrian residents near to ancient Palmyra had reported a massive explosion, indicating that Islamic State militants were setting about in earnest their task of destroying the 2,000-year-old Temple of Bel. But Syria's head of antiquities, though having no access to the area, had raised some hopes the militants had failed by saying the structure was still mostly intact. Now the United Nations satellite pictures indicate there's no doubt. A UN statement said they could confirm the destruction of the main building as well as the line of stone columns that once stood beside it.
Thousands of pages of emails from the private server of the former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, are to be released by the US State Department shortly. Mrs. Clinton has said it was a mistake for her to use a private server to send government correspondence. Richard Lister reports.
This is the fourth and largest release of Hillary Clinton's emails as Secretary of State, amounting to some 7,000 pages. Mrs. Clinton is adamant that she never sent or received any information marked as classified using her home server. But around 150 of the latest batch of emails have now been marked as classified as a result of the investigation. Her political opponents have accused her of putting American security at risk by using an unsecured computer system. While she remains the leading Democratic contender in the battle for the White House, support for her has now fallen to the point that Vice President Joe Biden is seriously considering challenging her for the nomination.
A jury in the United States has convicted a 74-year-old man of shooting three people dead outside two Jewish centres in a suburb of Kansas City. During his trial, Frazier Glenn Cross said he'd carried out the killings last year because he believed Jews were too powerful and were destroying the white race. None of his three victims was Jewish. Austria has stepped up the inspection of vehicles arriving from Hungary to look for migrants hidden in vans or lorries. Officials say they've discovered more than 200 people since Sunday evening and have detained several suspected smugglers. Bethany Bell was at the Hungarian-Austrian border.
I saw one van, I think it was carrying vacuum cleaners. It was stopped on the border for quite a long time. And then I saw police escorting a woman carrying a tiny baby and three men who had clearly been in one of those vehicles. The migrants were then taken to a makeshift field hospital that the Red Cross has set up on the border there as well. We've also seen action on the trains today. This stream of people keeping on.
World News from the BBC. The White House says President Barack Obama is considering a wide array of options to close the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay. There are still 116 detainees at the facility. A Russian nuclear official based in the United States has pleaded guilty to arranging $2 million worth of corrupt payments. The U.S. Justice Department said that Vadim Mikurin helped to illegally transfer to offshore accounts money that was paid by U.S. companies seeking business with a Russian nuclear materials trader. Three journalists have been remanded in custody in southeast Turkey by a court on charges of helping militant groups. The two British reporters and their translator were working for the Vice News Group in the city of Diyarbakir. The journalists denied the accusations. Scientists say it's possible that 90% of the world's seabirds have plastic in their stomachs. The study's authors warn that the problem will get worse unless action is taken to stop waste getting into oceans. Here's our science correspondent, Jonathan Amos.
To the foraging seabird, a discarded plastic cigarette lighter or a shiny bottle top might look like a fish. And if eaten, the debris may simply stay in the gut. As more plastic waste finds its way into the oceans, so the hazards increase. And on current trends, by mid-century, it's likely no seabird will be able to avoid it. As depressing as all this sounds, the problem is solvable, the scientists say. Their study indicates that if the stream of plastic waste getting into the oceans can be shut off, then seabirds have the capacity to recover quite quickly.
The Guatemalan president, Otto Pérez Molina, says he will not step down over accusations of corruption, despite months of protests demanding his resignation. A congressional committee recommended on Saturday that he be stripped of immunity from prosecution over his alleged involvement in a customs scandal. Mr. Pérez Molina has denied any wrongdoing. BBC News.